Eat up, chick. This book is by Jill McDougall and Deborah Baldassi. Look at the back cover of the book. Eat up, chick. It is supper time, but little chick does not like worms. The other animals said to try their food, but the chick did not like it. What will the chick have for supper? Let's find out. Turn to the title page. Eat up, chick. Words by Jill McDougall, illustrated by Deborah Baldassi. Here's your supper, said Mother Hen. Eat up. What is it? Asked the chick. It is worms, said Mother Hen. Worms are good for you. I don't like worms, said the chick. What else can I eat? Try my bone, said Big Bob. Bones are good for you. The chick tried to eat the bone. Bones are too big, she said. What else can I eat? Try my hay, said the cow. Hay is good for you. The chick tried to eat the hay. Hay is too dry, she said. What else can I eat? Try my carrot, said the horse. Carrots are good for you. The chick tried to eat the carrot. Carrots are too hard, she said. She walked down to the pond. A duck was snapping at something in the water. What are you having for supper? Asked the chick. Something very nice, said the duck. Yum, yum. Are you eating a bone? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Bones are too big. Are you eating some hay? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Hay is too dry. Are you eating some carrots? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Carrots are too hard. I am eating something small and juicy and soft. Could I try some? Asked the chick. Yes, said the duck. Just close your eyes and open your beak. The chick heard the duck splashing in the water. Then she felt something small and juicy and soft in her beak. She gulped it down. Yum! Said the chick. What was that? That was a worm, said the duck. Worms are good for you. Are you a fussy eater? Are there foods you don't like to eat? Would you eat a plate of big, juicy worms? Can you remember all the foods little chick tried? Let's read the book again. Turn to the beginning. Eat up, chick. Words by Jill McDougall, illustrated by Deborah Baldassi. Here's your supper, said Mother Hen. Eat up. is it? Asked the chick. It is worms, said Mother Hen. Worms are good for you. I don't like worms, said the chick. What else can I eat? Try my bone, said Big Bob. Bones are good for you. The chick tried to eat the bone. Bones are too big, she said. What else can I eat? Try my hay, said the cow. Hay is good for you. The chick tried to eat the hay. Hay is too dry, she said. What else can I eat? Try my carrot, said the horse. Carrots are good for you. The chick tried to eat the carrot. Carrots are too hard, she said. She walked down to the pond. A duck was snapping at something in the water. What are you having for supper? Asked the chick. Something very nice, said the duck. Yum, yum. Are you eating a bone? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Bones are too big. Are you eating some hay? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Hay is too dry. Are you eating some carrots? Asked the chick. No, no, said the duck. Carrots are too hard. I am eating something small and juicy and soft. Could I try some? Asked the chick. Yes, said the duck. Just close your eyes and open your beak. The chick heard the duck splashing in the water. Then she felt something small and juicy and soft in her beak. She gulped it down. Yum! Said the chick. What was that? That was a worm, said the duck. Worms are good for you.